these kids are taught oftentimes that the system is rigged. You can't get ahead unless you have the right privilege. You're not, if you don't have the right connections or you don't have the right skin color, you have no possibility of success because of, you know, of your lot in life. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
All right, welcome back to Financial Guys Podcast here on the Financial Guys Media Network. Mike Spiraza, Glenn Wiggle in studio today. Glenn, it's been a content factory over the last week or so here. A lot of good stuff to get to today. I think we should start, though, with the investigating, or whatever it was, a hearing or something on the college campuses and the anti-Semitism, because that is, I mean, there's been a lot of ridiculous things that we've seen over the last year or so. This may be the most ridiculous and insane thing I've ever seen.
It's really the testimony yesterday from the presidents of these universities, MIT, Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, I believe is there as well, was unreal. Number one, they obviously all coordinated their answers. So every one of them coordinated their answers to say, well, it just depends. It just depends. They have no problem, though, when a conservative tries to come to any of these campuses and they get shout. How many conservatives were canceled because it would have been offensive, you know, in their minds or, you know, what is it? Language is violence, according to them, you know, the lunacy, right? How many conservatives have been canceled? And now you have open genocidal calls for against the Jews, which is outrageous. I couldn't imagine being Jewish on a campus right now. I mean, as if it wasn't bad enough being a conservative on campus. I mean, I tell you, I think parents need to really start. Our college planning department needs to really rethink what it is and maybe start to identify the conservative colleges out there to say these are the liberal ones to stay away from. NYU, Harvard, University of Pennsylvania. These are the woke institutions that you do not want your children anywhere near. Now, a place like Auburn. Auburn is amazing. Auburn is highly ranked in the country. They have an incredible faculty. They are conservative. I wouldn't say they're conservative. They are a free thinking university. They actually do foster independent thought and freedom of speech. But Harvard, and I'll play the clip in a second, has consistently now at the bottom. They rank dead last when it comes to college rankings of freedom of speech. And they're going to sit there on their high horse and talk about how, well, it just depends. We really do allow free speech. You're ranked last. You, Harvard, are ranked last when it comes to free speech. Do you understand? Last. So you're not fooling anybody by saying, well, it just depends. We're really about all free speech. You're not. You're about certain free speech. And this is clearly hate speech. It's outrageous what they're allowing on these campuses.
I can't even believe, Glenn, like you said, you're going to play the clip, but I can't even believe that we're here and this is actually a conversation and a hearing, right? Like the simple thing would be like, okay, do you believe that there should be any anti-Semitism on your campus? No, absolutely not. That should be the answer. No fluff. Right. No, well, maybe, right. You know, depending on the nothing.
Yeah.
No.
They should be honest. These things cross the line. Yeah. Yes. In a lot of cases, we are finding that these are crossing lines and we're taking actions to prevent them from happening. That's it.
Done.
That's all you have to say.
Done.
But they won't. It's amazing. I mean, it really is. Like, how do you think you're even on the right side? Let me play this clip and then we'll get on to some other clips because I got a lot of clips. The Hawley clip I got to get to as well. When he it's a very similar clip to this where he's questioning Ray. We didn't keep lists. We didn't target anybody. I have the list. I'm telling you there's a list. It's hilarious. Let me play this clip first, so before I get too far ahead of myself. This is the universities. This is really outrageous. People like Bill Ackman, good for you for calling this out. I hope you're calling all your billionaire buddies. Starve these people of their money. Yep. And don't go back. That's the thing. They'll starve them of their money for a year, and then they'll be like, well, we got rid of the president, so we'll go back to shoveling money into these broke institutions. These institutions are broken. Harvard is broken, okay? If Harvard was working properly, they wouldn't be ranked dead last when it comes to free speech. But this clip is really unbelievable.
At MIT, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate MIT's code of conduct or rules regarding bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
If targeted at individuals, not making public statements.
Sorry, hold on.
Yes or no?
How is that not just a yes or no?
What does that even mean?
But listen to the question. Listen to the question. This is an obvious answer here, okay? This is a layup. These are what you call softballs that would probably be pretty easy to answer. And you're right. What kind of answer is that?
At MIT, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate MIT's code of conduct or rules regarding bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
Yes.
If targeted at individuals, not making public statements.
What? Yes or no? Calling for the genocide of Jews.
So you can make a public. What she just said was, if it's targeted at somebody in particular, then that's a problem. However, if you want to simply make a public statement calling for the genocide of the Jews, no problem at all. That's what she just said. She just said, if it's targeted at an individual, yes. But if not, then we're okay with public statements. That is outrageous, folks. I mean, honestly, again, we do want to protect even speech that we hate. But when you're calling publicly for the genocide of a people and it's inciting people to action, I think that's the key difference here. Is it's not just you're saying something and making a statement. Okay, you can make a statement to say I don't like this group of people. Okay, fine. But what you're seeing is those statements, Rashida Tlaib, are causing people to take action, like storming the Capitol, Rashida Tlaib, right? No consequences for her, though.
No.
Right? No. So you
or the people that making, or the people that stormed, Glenn. No consequences for them.
No
either.
Consequences. Yeah. But when you're making these public statements, you're inciting people to outrageous actions like blocking Jews in a building and having them have to flee out the back door under armed guard. It's insanity that we're even having this conversation. Honestly. It's the answer should be we're outraged at what's happening on our campuses. We see what you're seeing. We're disappointed. We're trying to do the best we can to balance free speech without getting to this point. We're having difficult, but it's not. I mean, these people, they're defending this. How do you defend this? Let me play more of this clip.
Not constitute bullying and harassment?
I have not heard calling for the genocide for Jews on our campus.
But you've heard chants for Intifada.
I've heard chants, which can be anti-Semitic depending on the context when calling for the elimination of the Jewish people.
So those would not be according to the MIT's code of conduct or rules.
Wow.
That would be investigated as harassment if pervasive and severe.
Ms. McGill, at Penn, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's rules or code of conduct? Yes or no?
If the speech turns into conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
I am asking, specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
It's a context-dependent decision. That's your testimony today. Calling for the genocide of Jews is depending.
And she's smirking while she's answering, just so you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the smirk on her face tells it all. Like, you don't, and here's, you know what it is? And I tell you what it is. It's the arrogance of our inept GOP, and they know it. That's the problem, is that I love your questioning, a congresswoman. I love the fact that you're taking them to task. I love the fact that you called them in the place. But just like the shoplifters, there are no consequences. Mm-hmm. She knows it. She's smirking at you. She's laughing at you. Because you have power that you refuse to wield. Now, when the Democrats have power, they wield it like a battle axe. Where I mean, look at what they're doing. I mean, Obamacare? 60% don't like it. Too freaking bad. We're ramming it down your throat, like it or not.
Glenn, the biggest example of this whole thing of them just spitting in our face is when they talk about the border. Mr. Mayorkas, Secretary Mayorkas, do you have any idea of what the border looks like? Nope, it's secure. No. There's no problem here.
Yeah, like, no, we're all good here. Yeah,
and
exactly.
And to your point, Glenn, it just goes away after a week. The right doesn't do anything about it. They just let it go. Still open.
It's
still
more open. Hearings, yeah. More hearings, more talk, more hearings. It's unbelievable. They just don't, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, it just, they don't actually do anything. It's so frustrating to me.
Can we stay on education for 1 second, Glenn? Because I did see this morning too. Ohio State University, this is an interesting one here. They have a class, Glenn.
Oh, I heard this.
It's a health course, actually. It's about your health. Requires students to address their white and heterosexual privileges. So my question for that is, what do I learn in that class? And my parents were jerks because they're white and now I'm white?
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
Is it a required class or is it a voluntary, like an optional class? Like, you can take it if you want to, and if not, then...
This article says required.
So required. So yep. I would pull my kid out of med school.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, but parents need to start being, you know, a lot more aggressive when it comes to this stuff. And if my kid's going to a college and all of a sudden a class like this is required, he's going to be no longer going to that college. He will be transferred somewhere else immediately. I don't care if he doesn't like it. This is outrageous. This is your whiteness. You know what? This is so sad in this country. My mom, thankfully, told me when I was growing up, and I was just, you know, having issues with my 16-year-old this morning, so I was complaining to Kelsey, you know? We're all in the same boat. I was blessed, though, to have a mom that told me when I was growing up, you could do anything you put your mind to. You are in a country, and you are smart enough, and you have the ability to put to do anything you want. You want to be land on the moon, and you want to be an astronaut. All you have to do is work hard enough and put your mind to it. You can do it. You can do anything you want to. You can accomplish anything you want to. Now, I tell my kids the same thing. I always tell my kids, you know, preparation is 90% of success. I say that a lot. You probably hear me in the office say that a lot, right? Which the exact opposite of what we're telling these kids today. You can't get ahead because you have white privilege. You can't get ahead because you don't have white privilege. You can't get ahead because you're the wrong skin color, and as a result, you're dependent upon somebody else for your success and your failure. You can't get ahead because you have no control over your destiny. You can't get ahead because of something that happened 200 years ago that was really had no impact to you personally. You can't get ahead because of fill in the blank here. It's you can't. You can't, you can't, it's somebody else's fault. We're creating an aggrieved class of people that don't believe that they have the ability to control their own destiny. And so they lobby and they riot for government to save them, to do things that they can't do on their own. The rest of us that are actually the productive members of society don't want government in our way, right? We're not looking. That's why we're not out rioting in the streets, you idiots, because we don't want the government to step in. Look, you want to run a liberal restaurant? Go for it. Just don't do it with the kids. That's the only issue that we have. Like, you want to have drag night at your place for adults only? Go have at her, right? It's when you cross that line that we have issue. But outside of that, we don't care what you do. Just leave us alone. We're not looking for the government to impose our will or rectify or balance or make things fair. The world is not fair to begin with. Life isn't fair to begin with. But this country happens to be, at least up until recently, one of the most fairest and equal countries in the world because of the opportunity that you have in this country. You do, believe it or not, have the opportunity to do anything that you put your mind to. This is why immigrants that come to this country with the right intention, the right kind of legal immigrants, are wildly successful. Right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, or the children of those immigrants are wildly successful. Look at Vivek Ramaswamy. Right. Yep. His name isn't Don Smith. Right. Obviously. Right. His parents aren't originally or grandparents or whatever it was. Look at how wildly successful a lot of these immigrants are. They own businesses. They bring their family here. They come from zero in most cases. And oftentimes with very little education from where they came from, they come here. They get educated. They work hard. They seize that opportunity and they build amazing things and they employ people. This is what America should be about. But if you're in that school system, if you're in an inner city, especially school system, number one, you're not getting educated. And then number two, if you don't get the message that you can't get ahead in grade school because of somebody else, then we'll make sure that if you do actually go to college, then we'll really pound it in your head there that it's your fault for being white, purple, yellow, a female, whatever. It's just craziness. It's lunacy. And meanwhile, these kids can't tell you what day Pearl Harbor happened. They don't know when World War I was. They don't understand really what the Civil War was about. They don't understand states' rights versus federal rights. They don't understand the Constitution. They're not being taught about real history in this country. Instead of talking about our American heroes, our American heroes are not demonized. Like, oh, God, well, Thomas Jefferson, he owned slaves. Pfft, useless. George Washington, take away all the good and positive of him because, well, he had slaves too. So there you go. You know, the world is awful because of what somebody did 250 years ago, which was basically the norm for 2,000 plus years of, well, not all of human history, basically.
Here's the problem. Anyway. Here's the problem, though. If these kids had any clue about this stuff, Glenn, and I always say this, if they spent as much time working or trying to better their life as they do complaining about their life, they'd be a lot better off. It's pretty simple. I mean, to your point, if you go to work 5 days a week and put in 45 hours a week, you're 95% ahead of everybody else in society right now.
But it's you really have to believe easy. It though. But you have to believe it though. But if you've been taught, like these kids are taught oftentimes, that the system is rigged. You can't get ahead unless you have the right privilege. If you don't have the right connections or you don't have the right skin color, you have no possibility of success because of, you know, of your lot in life. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Again, we had a black president, for God's sakes, who came from nothing. Yep. I mean, obviously, I think there's a lot of manufacturing by the federal government going on there. But I mean, at some point, I mean, we have black mayors, we have black police chiefs, we have all kinds of evidence of success of all kinds of group. We have women CEOs, right? We have a woman vice president, right? Even as dumb as she is. I mean, you know, we have a woman governor, right? Now there are some very intelligent governors. Look at
Kristi Noem,
Sanders Huckabee or Huckabee yep. Sanders. Yep. And she's one of my absolute favorites. Yep. I can't think of her first name now, but
Sarah.
Yep. I mean, she's phenomenal. She's fantastic. Yep. She was great as spokeswoman. She's super intelligent. I love her. I think she's absolutely terrific, and I think she's doing a great job as governor. So, you know, we've shattered these ceilings, right? Unfortunately, and we'll talk about this in a bit, we're taking a lot of those opportunities away from women, getting these switching subjects. I think it was in Ohio where two out of the top three spots went to men.
Yeah.
I mean, ladies, if you're going to actually get anywhere, you need to just boycott. I mean, I hate to say it, but if there's an event and you're going to this, I know you're saying, well, but your takeaway, it's not going to change until you change it, until you go to this event. And you all say, I am not, if there's a man in this event, I'm not competing. And then nobody competes. So there is no race. So then the man can run around the track by himself. Okay. But until you do that, you're going to continue to lose opportunities. You're going to continue to have to undress in locker rooms with men. You're going to continue to lose in every single sport. They had a funny thing online I was telling you about. The retired soccer players, men, versus the U.S. women's soccer team. Guess who won? It wasn't even close. I don't even think they scored, to be honest with you. It was like 13-0.
Glenn, they did this years ago with a D3 college or a high school soccer team against the women's national team, and they smoked them.
Yeah.
High school, college kids.
Even in a non-contact sport like soccer, right? But there is some contact in soccer. You can use your body to box out and whatnot because of the size difference, because of the strength difference, because of the speed difference. Again, men and women are built differently. They have different muscle structure. They have different bone structure. Men are bigger and in general. That's just the way the biology is.
This is another one of those for me, you know. Yes, no questions. That's very easy. Should men change in the women's bathroom? No. Done.
No. This is an obvious one.
Should men play sports against women, you know, in serious sports? No, of course
not.
Right?
And the arguments that they had a decade ago or 5 years ago, they said, well, there's no evidence that there'd be any sort of problems with men in women's bathroom. We have evidence now, a lot of it, sadly, including children, okay? You had a Virginia case is the most famous, right, in whatever that was, Virginia, where you had a transgender rape a girl in a bathroom. The school district denied it. The parent went to the school board to have to yell at him, basically, or whatever, and they tackled him and accused him of lying and whatnot and arrested him. I mean, this guy showed incredible poise for the father of a daughter who was raped in the school. I'd have showed up and started punching people if that were me, honestly, but he didn't, amazingly. Now, the school district, and these people will face judgment someday, whether I hope to God that there is a God and that they have to face judgment for their actions. Because what the school board did, what the administration did, is they transferred this kid after denying the allegations to another school where he did it again.
Shocker.
And somebody else's daughter got sexually assaulted in a bathroom, okay? So don't tell me that, well, because that was the argument a decade ago. There's no evidence that men that are transgender are going to have any sort of issues in women's bathrooms. We know now that's not true. I mean, look at some of these psychos online. I mean, we can play some of the clips if you want to put a video together. I watched one guy with pigtails, and I mean, these people are sick. I mean, that one guy, I mean, I hope that was it Alex Rosen, the predator catcher? I hope they catch this guy because he's out there openly on Twitter or TikTok or whatever, soliciting minors. I mean, it's, in fact, Libs of TikTok came out with a great thing that said, or maybe it was a Gays Against Groomers that said, this is the five signs of a groomer. And they literally used him in the video.
Yep.
Like, number one, separate you from parents. He's like, don't tell your mom and dad. This is just between you and me. Guy is sick. Yep. There are sick people out there. I mean, and unfortunately, we have liberal judges that are letting these people back out. And I'm now watching this. It's Alex Rosen, right?
I believe it is, if it's the same guy I'm thinking of, too. Yeah.
As a predator cat. What is it called? Predator or something? Guy's awesome. We just donated money to him. But he's taking people off the streets. And guess what? They're getting 3 years. Guy got 3 years for raping his daughter. They just busted him again.
Yeah.
He just got him on camera again. I'm like, what is wrong with you that we get 3 years we're giving people? Yet if you strolled through the Capitol on January 6th after having a police officer hold the door open for you, you're looking at 4 to 6 years.
Yeah.
They're letting child predators out in three. It's sickening.
Glenn, real quick, Ann just chatted in here. To Catch a Predator, is that the name of the show?
Yes, I believe. No, not the show. No. I'm looking them up. I'm fine here.
While you're looking that up, Glenn, could I play a video about the transgender athlete thing? Because this is great.
Yeah,
this
is Predator Poachers. That's what it is. Predator Alex Poachers. Rosen at I Fight for Kids is what the his Twitter handle is. If I give him a follow, he's got 180,000 followers, but he puts videos up. Where he's busting these people. He's got a whole network and he goes on road trips basically after getting a whole bunch of people online, and then he goes to these areas and he entraps them basically, and then he calls the police, and he gets all kinds of flack from people. You can see these pedo
sympathizers.
Yeah. Like, dude,
did you see the one where he got the guy and made the guy call his wife? Did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was amazing.
Predator Poachers is the deal, and it's crazy. I mean, the people that they're multiple. He's like the third. This is the third time we've got this guy. Third time.
Yeah.
It's but thank God, because the FBI's not doing it.
No,
the FBI is not doing any of these things anymore.
No, they're coming after Trump people instead. Trump fanatics.
There was an FBI. I don't know how you don't quit. I quit if this is my. If this is me, I quit. Just saying. So don't tell me. You know, if you keep your job in this case, there's something wrong with you. There was an FBI agent who was pulled off of. He was investigating a child, 10 years old, who was being raped by a, I don't know, family member or something. He was about to get this guy, right? They pulled him off the case to investigate January 6th. This kid went on to continue to get raped for five more months before somebody else stepped in and was able to, I think, save this kid. If I'm that FBI, I quit. I tell my boss, I'm on this case no matter what. Oh, you're going to fire me? Fine. I'll take it private. I'll do whatever I have to do if that's what that's my job, is to protect kids. January 6th. What is wrong with you people mentally? Like, but if I'm that FBI agent, I'm not doing it. I'm not coming off that case. No. I'm on this case now, and I'm going to save this kid if that's the case, right? Walked away. No problem. Okay, boss. Yeah. Okay. I'm just doing what I'm told, crowd, right? Yeah. Tell me again how they're not going to go door to door someday and take your AR-15, if they were told to, right?
Oh.
This is the thing about back to blue.
Yeah.
I don't think all blue is created equal. And I think we've got to be very careful about, you know, being, you know, watching this authoritarian police state kick in. I don't think we can support things blindly anymore.
Oh, Glenn, if they, and I'm going to play this clip in a second, but if we lose the election in 2024, they're going to be going door to door to all Trump voters too. Just wait 100%. For that. That's coming too.
Well, they're following people online. Yep. They pulled all the air marshals off of flights. So God forbid there's an actual terrorist on a flight. Like that makes me real comfortable to fly.
Right.
So that they could follow these January 6ers around who, for the most part, were basically peaceful, right?
Yep.
Let's keep in mind for a second, there was 1 million people in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, only of which a few thousand were anywhere near the Capitol, okay? So let's say it was 5% even. That's 50,000. There wasn't 50,000 people around the Capitol. Maybe 10,000. So that's 1%. How many people actually went into the Capitol? Do we know? Was it 1,000?
I don't have any idea. They have not said it. No.
Right. So let's say it's 1,000 people inside the Capitol. There was 1 million people in Washington, D.C. Okay. 1,000 is 0.1%. Now, with that 0.1% of people who actually violated the law, they're basically following all million. So anybody who was in D.C., anybody who flew into D.C., anybody who drove to D.C., anybody who had records of being in D.C., anybody who used a credit card in D.C., which, by the way, you really have to start thinking about the companies that you are doing business with. Bank of America, without even being asked, said, oh, here's a transaction record of anybody taking money out in D.C. on January 6th. You really got to think about the companies you're. I would never in a million years open an account with Bank of America. Never.
If I could go to your 1,000 number too, let's say it was 1,000, 975 of those 1,000, it was like a freaking field trip in there. They were walking around smiling.
Of the 1,000, how many were FBI agents? Let's be honest.
Right.
Know there was hundreds. Yep. At least they have admitted that yep. there was. I mean, we have the videos now to show yep. that. So of the 1,000 people, pretty much all of them breaking the windows were feds. I mean, or they were Antifa hired to be there. We yep. have people. So anyway, so they're using that 0.1%. They're using that 5,000, 2,000, 1,000, whatever it was, to now put all million Trump supporters, now they're expanding that net. If you retweeted Trump, if you interacted with Trump, how many more millions of people now are on these watch lists, right? You and me both, for sure. So if they're willing to have the FBI show up at people's houses for raids like, James O'Keefe.
Yep.
If they're willing to send a IRS team to knock on the door of a national reporter, okay, what do you think they're going to do if they win in the next election? What do you think they're going to do if they are able to steal another election? And yes, they stole the last one. It's obvious, right? If they steal the next election, if the Republicans, spineless that they are, allow that to happen, then yes, they will go down to the next step and they will start to harass people like you and me. It won't just be a FBI knock on the door. It'll be an IRS audit first.
Yep.
I mean, we already see it in New York. We've had 4 payroll audits. How many companies have 4 payroll audits? We don't cheat, you idiots. Like, we have all the records. We have all the documents. We don't pay people under the table. We employ now close to, I think, 75 or 100 people across our different companies. Thankfully, not all in New York anymore. We don't hire in much in New York anymore. We're now hiring in Florida, other places. But, you know, we come back clean every time. Is that normal? I've got headquartered businesses down in Florida for 8 years. I've never had a payroll audit. We launched a new business in New York. We were audited in 2 years because of the radio show. It's obvious the harassment, right? Yep. It'll get a lot worse. Remember during Obama, how many people did the IRS audit that were right wing people that were donating? I mean, the IRS in fact settled the case. They were going at the Obama. This is Obama's third term, so make no mistake. We talk about and Trump nailed it this week when he said, they're making fun of me. I'm saying Obama on purpose, and he's right.
Yes.
He's 100% right. Those that are not so. Blessed in the world of intellect can't quite keep up with that, right? So they think, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He thinks Obama's still president. Ha ha. Yeah, he is. You know, it's interesting that Obama is the only president who bought a house in Washington, D.C. and stayed there. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Never before. Every single president throughout the entire history of our country, when they were done, they went back to their ranch in Texas like Bush, or Reagan went to his ranch in California, or they retire. Clinton went to Epstein Island. You know, they all retire somewhere, and right? But not him. But he stayed. He bought a house in D.C. and he stayed right there. Right? It's all of his holdovers. It's Susan Rice. It's all of the Valerie Jarrett. Right? John Podesta. It's the old team. All got back together to work the puppet Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's. Well, let me go back to what you said there, Glenn, because you brought up Clinton and Epstein Island. Let me play that clip, because this is
someone sounds awfully guilty.
Yeah, this Dick Durbin. I asked him yesterday on Twitter, are you sure you don't know about any of this stuff?
Was it Dick Durbin who was also promoting using foreign nationals to staff our military?
I believe it was.
Does he not study the Roman Empire at all? Getting back to school and education, this is where I would really, 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 really love if we would stop teaching kids about, you know, your how bad your whiteness is and start teaching them how the Roman Empire collapsed. Okay. Yeah. If you don't know, go educate yourself about what happened to the Roman Empire, the most powerful empire on the planet, okay, at the time. How in the world could they have possibly collapsed? Huh. I don't know. Take a look and then go listen to what Dick Durbin had to say about, you know, using foreign fighters to basically staff our military. It's absolute lunacy.
This, though, Glenn, is Dick Durbin on his, you know, this idea that Jeffrey Epstein was actually almost like not a real thing.
What was his name?
Where are you from?
I haven't heard of him. I've never heard of him. I have no idea who that is.
This is, I'm going to play this in its entirety in a minute. This is amazing. Here we go.
Chairman Durbin, can I ask you a quick question? Why won't you subpoena Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs?
So who are you?
Hillary Vaughn with Fox.
Fox, of course.
Of course.
I don't know anything about his flight logs.
What? Why won't you subpoena them? Why don't you want to know?
I know the issue. I know who Epstein was, but I certainly don't know anything about the issue.
So, Glenn, I said this on the morning show. I said I wasn't going to cut it, but I'm going to cut it. So that comment right there just means you're a total moron. Like, you are an evil moron.
No, he's a liar. Like, he's a liar. He's an absolute liar. Everybody who doesn't live under a rock knows about the Epstein flight logs. Everybody knows that people like Bill Gates were on the plane a lot. People like Bill Clinton were on the plane a lot, right? Sadly, even people like Robert Kennedy Jr. was on the plane twice and admitted to it, right?
Yep.
You know, it's one thing if you say, look, I was on the plane, but check the flight logs. I flew with him for a charity event from New York City to Boston. Okay. Right. You could say that's legit. But if you flew to that island, then you better explain exactly what you did on that island. If you said if you're on that plane of that island, I want to see business notes. I want to see meeting notes. I want to see group photos of the meetings that you attended when you were there or whatever else you were doing on that island. Because other than that, you know, we know that he was a sex trafficker. That was so, honestly, again, if we really wanted the truth, and I'll let you play the rest of the clip in a second, nobody has been able to explain. When you look at a Trump, right, you can say, okay, you know how Trump's father was in real estate. He started off with a good backing, and Trump, you know what he built and how he built it. You can see how the wealth was built. When you look at even a scammer, Even a shyster like Bernie Madoff, you can see where he got the wealth from, right? They identified feeder funds, right? Mutual funds that fed him. There was all kinds of celebrities that invested with him because they thought it was legit. You knew the source of the funds on where he gained this money from, even a scammer like him. Whose money did Jeffrey Epstein manage? Where did he come out all of a sudden in the 80s with billions of dollars under management? Where did he? Because look, I'm in the investment business, right? I've been in the investment business now for almost 30 years. And I can tell you, I know most of the billionaire, not personally, of course, but I know of them, of the billionaire investors that are out there, good or bad, right? Some are you know, activists and some are not or whatever. But the people that are running, you know, huge type of hedge funds and things like that are pretty well known in the industry. And it's fairly well known in a way, not always, you know, certain families invest with certain things. You kind of know like where their wealth is coming from, right? You know, certain people have different niches, things like that. Certain people are very well connected, right? I mean, it was, who was it? Chelsea Clinton's husband who ran a hedge fund when Hillary was actually in power. And then as soon as she was, had no power in the State Department, they shut that down. So
retired.
So in some cases, again, even illegitimate. Yeah. You can see where the source of funds is coming from. Oh, the source of funds is coming from influenced by Hillary Clinton. Okay, fine. But you can source the funds. Where did the funds come for Jeffrey Epstein? How did he manage $1 billion? $1 billion of whose money? billions of dollars. We have $1 billion under management, by the way, about 900 and some million in the RIA and another couple hundred million dollars outside of the RIA. So we're over $1 billion. And I can tell you where it came from. It's personal wealth. It's individuals. In fact, that we can run a whole list of here's the exact place of whose money is whose, right? And we did it over decades to build this, right? I just told you I was in the business for 30 years, right? Who invested with Jeffrey Epstein? Name me one investor. Has anybody ever talked to any investor ever in any interview on any cable network or any mainstream TV network or any news organization anywhere that invested with Jeffrey Epstein? I've never heard about it. I've heard people interviewed that invested with Bernie Madoff. Right. Again, good or bad, you know, legal or not. Again, you knew where his money came from. Bernie Madoff was a big wig on Wall Street. Right. In fact, Bernie Madoff was he was a brilliant guy. He was one of the people who was the architect for electronic trading on the NASDAQ. Right. So he was very well known on Wall Street. All of a sudden, where did Jeffrey Epstein come from? He wasn't well known on Wall Street. He all of a sudden just had billions of dollars that he was managing. From where? Nobody knows.
And I will ask this, and this is what I would ask Dick Durbin here. Why are we playing this game? I know the answer, but my question would be, why are we playing this game and not releasing that list? It's very simple. If Trump is on it, like you said, he's been on it, release it, baby. Just sure. Release it.
Oh, it's
they
out
won't.
There.
They won't, right? They won't do it because Trump's not on it. And there's many people, to your point, Glenn, the Clintons, maybe a Robert Kennedy, many politicians, I'm sure. Bill Gates, probably. There's a lot of people on that list that are keeping this. But this should not be a question, Glenn. The FBI, you want to get to the bottom of something? Get to the bottom of this.
The FBI is behind it. The CIA is behind it. In my opinion, and it's just my opinion, they use Jeffrey Epstein as a blackmail asset. They look at it no other like that. They don't care, sadly, about human trafficking. Our CIA doesn't care. Okay. What they care about is the ability to blackmail people and have influence throughout the world. That's what they care about. There's no other way that Jeffrey Epstein miraculously all of a sudden has billions of dollars under management and is a multi-billionaire tycoon. Nobody has any idea where he got his wealth from. Even Nancy Pelosi, at least you know, again, illegitimate. Right. But at least you can say, well, she got her wealth by voting and having inside information on individual companies or industries. You know, it's no secret that she bought Visa. Right. When Visa was way down, when it was pending legislation to tighten the reins on collections and interest rates. And then, miraculously, that didn't make it to the floor. It didn't get a House vote when she was Speaker, and the stock shot right back up once that legislation was passed, and she was able to then sell the stock, take her gain, and move on, right? She controls the outcome of that legislation that impacts these companies. Now she's worth $200 million. Is it legit? No, it's crooked as hell. But at least you can identify and say, this is how they crookedly got their money. Yep. How did Jeffrey Epstein get his money? Nobody can answer that question.
Yep. And they don't care to.
In fact, let's Google that. Can we Google it? Would Google know? Would Siri know? Let's ask Siri. Hey Siri, how did Jeffrey Epstein attain his wealth?
Is this a first on the podcast going to Siri?
Let's see. Oh, she gives me this here. She gives me a website thing. She's not going to tell me. This is from news.com.au. Is that Australian news? So I got to go outside the country to get this. Okay, socially linked Donald Trump and Bill Clinton accused us of. I love that. First thing, this is Australian news. Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's jaw-dropping sexual abuse history. He's a convicted sex offender socially linked to Donald Trump and Bill Clinton. No, he's not socially linked to Donald Trump. I mean, that's amazing. But anyway, he's a billionaire money manager.
Sorry, they have one clip of Donald Trump laughing with Jeffrey Epstein in a GIF form, right. And that's there. He's friends with him.
And then later, we found out that he was harassing staff. He kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. And when he found out what a douchebag he was, he kicked him right out. Yeah. He's a convicted sex offender who allegedly. He's convicted. This is amazing. This allegedly. All right. Overnight, the world finally learned, blah, blah, blah. 65, last minute accused of. Where did his money come from, though? Where did he get his money? Doesn't say. Woman named, blah, blah, blah. Not the first. Doesn't say. You're not going to tell me.
They don't have the answer, Glenn. It's too hard to find out.
Let's see what Google has to say. Let's see. Let's go to Google. Or is this Yahoo? What's on my phone here? I don't know what this is. This is. I'm on my phone. So whatever was it? Safari? Is my phone Safari?
That could be Safari.
How did...
Ann has an article here, Glenn, that says...
Jeffrey...
The bulk of Epstein's wealth is believed to have come from his money management firm for 10-figure investors, although his only known client is Victoria's Secret founder Les Wexner. That wow. sounds right. Yeah,
yes, that sounds about right. Right. Yeah, yep. That sounds about yep. right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who invested with Jeffrey yeah. Epstein? That's the question.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody, right?
No, I know. No, Bill Clinton did.
Well, yeah, guys like well, actually, wasn't he? What's the deal behind him? There's a story behind that guy. Look that guy up. Look that guy up.
Victoria's Secret guy?
Yeah. Look and look that guy up for me on the fly here. We'll do some stuff on the fly. This is fun.
Glenn, while we're looking that up real quick, I don't know if you've seen any of these videos of our southern border in the last week.
I try not to watch, Mike, because it makes me sick. I honestly, when I see them, I just have to look away. It's that disgusting. And now they're, I mean, again, you got Dick Durbin saying, well, we want to put these people in our military, and New York City saying we want to, you know, all these people to vote. For people that say it's a conspiracy theorist, in New York City, one of the and the actual documentation, did you see this?
Yeah.
They dedicated a whole page to making sure the list of delivery items to the asylum seekers that were being held in a shelter was voter registration cards. Why in the world would they need to be delivering voter registration anything to these people? But they are. In fact, there's a whole out of a 16 page document, there's like one or two pages dedicated to making sure that they register to vote.
Yep.
Yeah, that's their whole plan.
Brilliant, really.
That's their whole plan.
And while that's all happening, Glenn, the right complains about voter integrity but does absolutely nothing.
Nothing. That's the front. Nothing. It's amazing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
We're doing nothing about a lot of things. The border, voter integrity, crime, FBI. I mean, who was it the other day complaining about – who was it? They were complaining – oh, I think it was maybe Nancy Pelosi. I'll check that. But – oh, no, it's Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton telling us that the climate crisis, Glenn, is so bad. 61,000 people in Europe last year died.
Yeah.
In Europe.
Where did she get that number from? Mainly women and children, especially pregnant women. Yes, I heard that. Yes. Hardest hit.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why? I mean, well, first of all, children are the most resilient. So when they do have heat waves, do you know who dies during heat waves? The elderly. Yep. Okay, of both sexes, this impunity. These people—they get away with everything. You can be a college pro. They just expelled George Santos, you spineless Republicans. Meanwhile, yep. Biden's out there talking about the fact that he taught college classes at University of Pennsylvania. I mean, he never taught anything.
Senator Menendez has taken gold bars and Mercedes Benz from Egypt.
I got to tell you, Fetterman right now is the most conservative person in the Senate. Outside of Rand Paul, Fetterman might be my second favorite senator right now. Outside of Rand Paul, I swear to God, he's the only one talking any sense. I guess the lobotomy gave him some logic. I guess I don't know. Maybe when he had that stroke, the liberal part of his brain died off. Maybe the cancerous part. That's liberalism because it is a cancer. It's a mental rot. I mean, if you're a liberal right now, if you got a Biden sticker on your car and you haven't scraped that shit off yet, what is wrong with you? Like, I'd be scraping that down, get it off, whatever I can do. I mean, people are out there proudly. I mean, it's so pathetic, but my God, like, you have to be brain dead to watch what's going on in this country. Border, inflation, it's unreal. It's unreal.
Well, and let me go back to Hillary Clinton real quick, too. She's complaining about 61,000 deaths through climate change in Europe. We have 100,000 people dying of overdoses in our country every year.
That's okay. That's all right. That's you know, they're not women
from
and children.
From Chinese fentanyl.
Yeah. They are women and children.
Yeah.
They are young adults. They are children. Yeah. I mean, I'd be honest with you. It's now getting to a point where it's once a week. You know, it used to be once every couple months, and it was once a month. Now it's every week I hear of a tragic – somebody lost their 18-year-old. Somebody lost their 17-year-old. Somebody lost their 20-year-old, 21-year-old. I mean, one week there was three close people that lost relatives. You know, one lost a brother, sadly. Just tragic. you know, one lost a grandson. Just horrible. I couldn't even imagine. I mean, what's going on? First of all, that should be absolutely addressed. But Hillary is a liar. They're yep. all liars. 60,000 people did not die of heat in Europe in any given year, right? Yep. You know, there was a really bad year, a bunch of years, a decade or two ago in Europe. They had a massive heat wave, a real heat wave, not this yep. faux heat wave where they adjusted. Oh, my God, it's the hottest ever. I'm like, it's 82 degrees in July. That's not the hottest ever. What are you talking about, right? But they've adjusted all the old records lower. So you're meant to believe that in the 1960s, it never got past 78 in July in Buffalo. Like, nobody's buying this crap, right?
No.
But the next step and why they're pushing this is, number one, the transfer of wealth. But number two, it's all about control. I mean, yep. remember right now, and the Republicans, I don't believe, have killed this legislation yet, but they're mandating, you know, off switches in every vehicle produced 2026 and beyond. I mean, you want to talk about lockdowns? Guess what? We're shutting down Erie County. Erie County is in a red zone, and I've decided, as Mark Poloncarz, I'm going to deactivate vehicles. So, oh, we have a driving ban. Now it's a real driving ban. Okay, right. We're shutting off your ability. Don't worry. If you have a heart attack, we'll make sure we get you to the hospital. How well did that work during the last snowstorm? How well did it work to rely upon government ever in any sort of snowstorm? But that's what they want. They want absolute control over your life, your movement, your speech, everything. This is the Agenda 2030 World Economic Forum. Global elites, you know, when believe what these people tell you, believe what they say. It's in their own documents, folks. I've mentioned this multiple times. Go to the C40cities.org. Find out what these, you know, carbon control cities have in store for you. They want no private car ownership. They want no meat consumption. Okay, they want you eating bugs, and they're saying it. They've openly said it. We want meat to be a once in a wild treat. Once in a wild treat. Like, I'm a carnivore, right? I'm eating meat pretty much, unless I'm having pasta or something. That's my daily regimen, right? I don't eat pizzas. I'm not eating bugs. I'm certainly not eating, you know, vegetables. In fact, I have a problem with vegetables. I get diverticulitis, so I can't eat. I love vegetables, but I really can't eat too many of them. I need to eat meat. So I'm not eating the bugs, right?
I was waiting for your Klaus Schwab voice.
I'm not eating the bugs. You will own nothing and be happy. I mean, honest to God, the worst things have come out. I'm going to be honest with you. All of the world's worst things in the last 100 years have come out of Germany, okay? World War I was Germany. World War II was Germany. This whole sexual perversion, gender ideology, did you know this all comes out of Germany?
Yeah. Yeah.
All comes out of Germany. Go back to the 60s and these. In fact, some really sick people that done some really sick things. Some of these sick psychologists that were German psychologists did just awful things to kids in the name of science. Okay, so yeah, we've won World War II, thankfully. Sadly, a lot of the warped minded mentality of sick, perverted, you know, medical, you know, masquerading as doctors persisted well into the 60s and 70s in Germany, and now has remanifested itself in people like Klaus Schwab telling us we're going to eat the bugs and, you know, not drive cars and not be able to fly on planes. It's crazy.
What's pretty amazing to me, and the most amazing thing of it all, Glenn, is we just lived through COVID where they literally did a test run of this, of telling us that we couldn't do things.
Yeah.
And people still don't get it. People are still like, oh yeah, that was good. That we were fine. Like, what is wrong with you?
I'm seeing people mask up again. This is how crazy the world is, right? We couldn't call it monkeypox. That was racist. We couldn't call it the China virus. That was racist. Yeah. But suddenly we got white lung. White lung. Anyway, it's just.
And we have whiteness too, Glenn. Whiteness, period. That's a disease, right?
Like, right.
They're literally telling us in class you need to be sorry for your whiteness. Why is that not racist?
We just had the communist president whatever you want to call him, dictator, visit the country. I wonder if he visited his biotech labs in California. We have illegal Chinese run terror labs being operated in California. And I was like, oh yeah, no big deal. Yeah, that wasn't right. I mean, you got vials of Ebola. They didn't test any of it, by the way. I mean,
no, of course
not. It's only a matter of time before something does actually get out of one of these labs, which I believe may be their intent. And Elon Musk actually says it right. I know I'm jumping all over the place this morning, but Elon Musk says it right. When you see it, you can't unsee it. And I see it now.
Yeah.
The world is divided into two types of people, okay? There are the extinctionists, and there are the other. There are the pro-life type people, right? There are the people that believe that, you know, we can exploit our resources to our benefit, that we can grow the wealth pie, that we can grow our resources, grow our services, you know, create efficiencies. Obviously, Elon's trying to do it, you know, outer planetarily even. And then you have the extinctionists, right? They talk the planet's dying. Global warming. We have to reduce I mean, my God, Bill Gates is out there saying we have to reduce population. Take this vaccine. Everyone's like, oh, thank goodness. We should probably listen to him. I mean, he's open. These people are telling you what they want. Believe them, okay? Believe them. But without some sort of a party that represents the people, which we do not have, the Republican Party is not out there to represent the American people anymore. Make no mistake. We have a uniparty in Washington. If that is not as clear as day, I don't know what is. So we have to – I would be even willing to go third party at some point. You have to break the system up. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not voting for Nikki Haley. If they install her as the establishment candidate, I won't vote. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I won't vote in a president. And if you say, well, Glenn, then you're giving it to Biden, then so be it. But at some point, these Republican clowns need to learn a lesson, right? You'd think they'd be learning the lesson of the fact that they have no money. Rona McDaniel has no money. Why? Well, she spent it all on facelifts and Botox. But, you know, I'm not donating any money. I'll donate to Dave DiPietro. I'll donate to specific candidates. Don't get me wrong. But there's no way in hell I'm going to donate to the Congressional Republican Committee so that they can what? They can fund establishment candidates against actual pro-American, make America great again candidates? Oh, I don't think so. Anyway.
I am thrilled to hear that because I will say, Glenn, I think you watch a Hannity on, or a Trump on Hannity's town hall last night. Like
I didn't see that, but I heard it was great.
I know there's people around us and people in our office that are not the biggest Donald Trump fans, and I get it's that. Fine. The man gets it. He has the right messaging. And I honestly, like it or hate it, I am all for the retribution tour. Get in there.
Absolutely.
And go crazy.
100%.
Go nuts.
Oh,
get
yeah.
rid of everybody.
I don't care what they say. Let them criticize. Let them write all the bad things about you. You don't have to worry about running again. I would I would have special counsel, special investigators all over the place.
Yep.
Hillary, Biden family. In fact, not only would I have a special and prosecutor, I would actually convene a Warren-type commission. You know, a bipartisan, separate commission, a very, very, you know, and I'm talking about people like Mike Lee, Rand Paul, maybe even Fetterman. I got to be honest, you know, people that actually are using their brains to say, this isn't right. The things that we're doing in this country is not right. The fact that, first of all, you know, the Republicans set a horrible precedent with Santos. Santos is a creep. Don't get me wrong. The guy just looks shady. But he's got some legitimate points. He's like, how do you get rid of me? I haven't been to court yet, right? At least let the conviction go through before. I mean, again, we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty in this country. Give people their opportunity to defend themselves. He was tried in the court of public opinion. Okay, fine. If you're going to do that, Menendez, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, who married her brother and is guilty of tax evasion? I mean, for God's sakes, there's a plethora. I mean, unfortunately, if we took the George Santos standard, we'd have 10% left. I mean, honest
maybe,
to God,
maybe,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, who in Congress hasn't lied? Who in Congress hasn't lied about something? I mean, Joe Biden? I mean, my God, he's been a liar his whole life. I mean, if that's the standard, right? You got a guy, though, taking bribes. Fetterman says it best on The View. You know, he looked like the only one he was representing was the state of Egypt. I mean, seriously, gold bars in his pants, for God's sakes. And we're like, we can't do anything about that. You know,
yeah.
Until we vanquish the old Republican guard, McConnell's got to go. Kevin McCarthy's got to go. Thank God for Matt Gaetz. Kevin McCarthy could have released the January 6th tapes the whole time. Decided not to. He released one for the shaman crazy guy with the horns. The tape that Kevin McCarthy released got that guy out of jail. He was going to jail for 4 years because a corrupt prosecution withheld evidence that they knew that they had, right? Kevin McCarthy decides that that's the one tape he's going to release, gets the guy to jail. Why didn't he release the rest of them? Why? At least Mike Lee did. So without Matt Gaetz, you don't get rid of Kevin McCarthy. I want these people gone. It's not good enough to remove him from Speaker. He needs to be voted out. Mitch McConnell needs to be voted out. These people need to be voted out. All of them.
And Glenn, I don't care if they're politicians or not anymore. The Cheneys and the Kinzingers of the world who are not in politics anymore, I want to go after them too, because you withheld documents.
Absolutely.
And you withheld footage that you knew.
And you lied.
The whole time.
You lied about it. Yeah. You look at somebody like Adam Schiff. You were going on cable networks and TV shows telling people that because of you can't say because I have access to it, but I'm on the Intel committee, so I can't share it publicly. It's classified. You use your classified knowledge to tell people that there was direct evidence that Donald Trump was colluding with Russia. None of that evidence actually existed. You are a liar, right? Yep. Again, if you're going to expel people for lying, so yes, all of that should be happening. We now have a Republican Congress. Where are the hearings on these people? Where are the ethics hearings? None of it. None of it's happening, right? Because the Republican Party's useless. They're going after their own. That's what they're busy doing. There's so many targets in Congress for them to go after. They choose their own. The one guy who lies. They all lied.
Eric Swalwell, Glenn. Eric Swalwell banged the Chinese spy.
Right? You were sleeping with the Chinese spy. The lady who died in office, for God's sakes, while voting, I think. You know, they were like raising her hand, like, right? Her staffer behind her was throwing her hand up in the air, right? Honest to God, right? You got to say here or I or yes or something.
Present.
I mean, present. You know, she had a Chinese spy drive her around for 25 years. Right? No consequences. You slept. The fact that he even opens his mouth online, the fact that he even opens his mouth on Twitter, bro, you slept with a Chinese spy. You should go away forever. You should bury your head in the dirt and be like, I am so embarrassed for falling for that, dumbass.
After I reminded him of that, he blocked me a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Because every time he posted something about somebody, I said, remember you banged a Chinese spy.
Yep.
And he did. And by the way, Glenn, while he was banging said Chinese spy, he was that on an intelligence committee.
He was. Exactly right. And you gotta know he's coming back and telling, you know, stuff that he's not supposed to be telling, right?
To Fang Fang.
Meanwhile, they got Trump on 11 documents or something ridiculous. Yeah. And people are like, well, it looks like that's pretty bad. He may actually lose this one. Like, oh my God. Yeah. Let me play this Holly clip. We'll wrap it up here. We're going along here, but this doesn't sum up the absolute toothless GOP, right? The thing is, you lefties that you know the two that listen, like I don't understand. Like, just because Trump appointed him doesn't make him a good person. That is their argument, right? Whenever you call out a pedophile on the left, they're like, well, you know, Denny Hassert. Okay, yes, you're right. Denny Hassert was a sick pedophile Republican. It doesn't excuse all of the – it's just like, well, because there was a pedo on the right, it means all the pedos on the left are okay. If that's your argument, then you have the liberal brain rot. That's what you have, okay? Let me play this clip, though. This just goes to show you that they have no fear of consequences, no fear whatsoever. They can lie openly to Congress. We didn't target Christians. We don't have a list. Just listen to it. This is unbelievable exchange. It's really just shocking. Where is the consequences? You just gave them a brand new building, right? Oh, here's all the funding you could want, right? This is FBI Director Chris Wray refusing to answer Senator Hawley's line of questioning, who's actually a decent senator, this guy.
How many other parishes around the country have priests or choir directors been approached? By the way, are Catholic choirs now?
The questioning here, by the way, is they found out that the FBI was sending in undercover people to question parishioners, choir directors, whoever they could, about the activities of the parish, right? Again, it's just a disgusting overreach. I mean, we have real problems in this country. This is why when people call the FBI and say, this kid right here is going to blow up that school right there, and they go, we had no idea. We were watching him, but we couldn't watch him all the time. Like every single time one of these tragic incidents happens at a school or otherwise, it's like, well, we're watching the guy. He was on the watch list. Useless. Absolutely useless. If a President Trump gets in and he doesn't complete, if I'm Trump and I get in, I'm eliminating the FBI. FBI gets defunded. I'm going to Congress saying, I want a bill right now from you clowns that completely defunds the FBI. I am shredding their documents after we preserve them so we can investigate them. I'm smashing their desks. There's no there's nothing for Democrats to come back and reassemble, okay? You have to smash them to a million pieces and scatter them to the wind so that the Democrats can't come back and be like, just switch that switch back on and repower the criminal enterprise that it is. But this is really shocking. Look back.
Are they breeding grounds for domestic terrorism? Is this your latest theory? How many other parishes have FBI agents approached priests and choir directors to ask about parishioners?
Look, Senator, we do not and will not conduct investigations based on anybody's exercise of their constitutional
rights. You have religion. Done so, and your memo explicitly asks for it. Your memo labels traditional Catholics as racially and ethnically motivated violent extremists in need of investigation. You have a list of churches, list in the memo.
We don't have
you repeatedly list. Said we don't target churches. We don't list churches. They're listed.
They're
in
listed.
The memo.
They're in
so
the memo.
How many other parishes have you gone to
They're
to
listed
talk to choir directors,
the memo.
For heaven's sake?
As I've
know the answer to that question.
No, I don't know the answer to that question, but.
And he might as well go on to say, and you know what, Senator, you're not going to do a damn thing about it because you just gave me the funding. You just increased our budget. You just gave me a brand new building. And guess what? When you're a private citizen, I'm going to make sure the FBI investigates and makes your life miserable, too. I mean, he might as well walk across the room and slap him across the face.
Spit right in the face.
Right. This is what he's saying. Yeah. He goes, we didn't target Christians. You have a list of literally a list in the memo. You wrote the memo, Chris. It's unbelievable. But these people get away with it, but they will. There'll be no consequences
but this,
whatsoever.
This is what I hate about our government, though, Glenn, and to finish up. What I hate about the government is we do these hearings. We have these big, clapping on one side and yelling and screaming.
Yeah, we're gonna get it
this time. Not an effing thing gets done. Not one thing. In the last 4 years... In the last 8 years, a lot of this stuff, unless it was President Trump pushing stuff through, nothing's getting
nothing,
done.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. They couldn't repeal Obamacare. Every single promise that the GOP has made, they have broken. Let's be honest. This is why the GOP is in such shambles, okay? Every single promise. This is why people – I like DeSantis personally. I am a Trump supporter as well. If it's Trump versus DeSantis, I'm voting Trump. I'm giving Trump a second opportunity. I will vote DeSantis if Trump's not in the race for some crazy reason. DeSantis is one of the few people who's actually followed through on what he said he was going to do. And I have a hell of a lot of respect for that. DeSantis said he would get rid of the fix the voting. The very first thing he did was get rid of Brenda Snipes, who was the voting director or commissioner of Miami-Dade County with the hanging chad. She was there for 20 some odd years. Rick Scott, I like Rick. Rick didn't get rid of her. Why not?
Right.
Again, why not? Why didn't Rick Scott as governor wield the power to get rid of Brenda Snipes when he could have? He didn't, right? The next thing he said was, I'm going to get rid of the corrupt, sheriff. He got rid of the sheriff, the coward of Broward, right, who stood outside while kids were being slaughtered because the FBI did nothing to prevent it from happening in Parkland, right? He did the things he said he was going to do. He said he was going to not allow prosecutors in the state of Florida to make discretionary decisions on the law. Their job is to prosecute violations of the law, not to make decisions. And guess what? He's removed several prosecutors. And when they cry about it, it goes too bad. You can't decide. You decided not to press charges on these. That's not your decision to make. You're failing in your job. As we reach out, you're fired. Too bad. Fired. Same thing with the sheriff. Fired. He goes, you can't fire me. I'm going to rerun. He reran. He lost. Fired. Gone. But Republicans, you go back to Newt Gingrich in the 90s, contract with America. They did those things. They got through welfare to work reform. They got through tax cuts. Okay. They got through some other legislation. I didn't agree with all of it, but they got it through. They got through banking reform, which was bad. Okay. The repeal of whatever it was. I don't remember the act now, but the repeal of, it wasn't Sarbanes-Oxley, but the repeal of, that was a new bill. what the hell was it? That doesn't matter. You know, but the point is they followed through, right? The Republican Party followed through on their promises the best that they could. They couldn't, of course, you know, get everything through, but they did the best. Republicans nowadays promise everything, deliver zero. We're going to repeal Obamacare, nothing. We're going to rein in the FBI, nothing. We're going to hold these people accountable, nothing. We're going to hold hearings, nothing. It's like the Buffalo Bills. This is our year. Every year I hear the same thing in August. This is the year we're going to win. We have a great team this year. Every year it's the same thing. They fall flat on their face at some point down the line. Yeah. It's the Republican Party is the Lucy in the football. I'm so disgusted with the entire system and 99% of the Republican Party. It's just pathetic. Even on the inside, we fight with each other. And you look at even locally, you got a committeeman in the Republican Party who's now going to challenge a sitting assemblyman and Dave DiPietro. Why? You have nothing better to do. Your job is to go win other races. So you're going to go after the one race where we already have a Republican in. Brilliant idea. Brilliant strategy, Republican Party. I can't wait, by the way, to get a Crocker and some of these other clowns on our radio show at some point, if they actually have the stones to come on, because, you know, with the last election cycle we just went through in Erie County, absolutely pathetic. The local GOP is pathetic. And the whole state is pathetic, honestly, when it comes to GOP.
Well, Glenn, to be honest, it seems like a national problem. So the whole GOP as a whole,
the whole thing,
locally, state,
yeah, the whole
federal,
right,
whatever,
on top,
it's a joke.
Rona McDaniel, whoever's in charge of the state now. Thankfully,
Langworthy went to who?
Yeah.
So who to go after Langworthy?
I don't know. No idea. Yeah. What a disaster, though.
Haven't seen
anyway. But this exchange here was just awful between the FBI director. He goes, you know, we don't target Christians. You have a memo here saying to target Christians. That's what the memo says. Yeah. In fact, not only did you say target Christians, you listed specific churches to target. And this guy is testifying saying we didn't target anybody. Right there is perjury. And honestly should be fired for it. Republicans will do zero. And that's the sad reality of it. So spend your time fishing, I guess. I don't know.
The beauty of this, hopefully, folks, we're 11 months away from the next election. Donald Trump is back. I think he really is back, too. He sounded great recently. He looks great. And he looks like he wants to come back and cause havoc, which is what we need.
Honestly, I fear that they will assassinate him. That's what
the
deep state.
I do too.
The deep state will do everything they can to and what they'll do is they'll start by putting him at risk. They'll start by, like they're doing with Robert Kennedy Jr. We're not going to give you Secret Service protection, right? Yep. We're going to put you in a general jail population. We're going to make it a circus outside of the courthouse so that there's a chance that, you'll get Jack Rubin or something, right? That's what they want.
Yep.
That's what they're waiting on, right? They're looking. And if that doesn't happen, well, then they'll just, JFK the whole deal. You know, that's their plan. Yep. I'm convinced. And it's sick to say, but, you know, I don't, you know, all everything that I, you know, before Fast and Furious, I would say, no way. But remember, whenever you say and you listen to this stuff, you think, oh, that sounds crazy, Glenn. That's a conspiracy. Our own government sold high-powered rifles to Mexican drug cartels, okay, which are just as evil and vicious as ISIS is. So, and by the way, we also sold high-powered weapons and all kinds of military equipment that we transferred out of Libya to the Syrians that also happened to be part of even worse than ISIS in a lot of cases. So, you know, don't tell me about morals or what our government is willing and not willing to do, okay? They're willing to do a lot more than we're willing to admit, sadly.
A year and a half ago, we also left over $1 billion of weapons to Afghanistan. No big deal either on that.
But, well, a lot of those are showing up now in the Palestinian conflict with Israel and other places, which was sickening, right?
Yeah. Lovely.
Anyway, lovely. Yeah.
All right. That'll do it, folks. If you please download the app, the Financial Guys Media app. Download the app today on your Apple Store, your Android Store, Google Store. Download it on your phones, your tablets, wherever you get content and have apps. Download it. Turn on the notifications so you know when we go live for our morning show, when the three podcasts get delivered, and when Saturday show starts every single Saturday, 1 to 3. I believe it's Mike Lomas and I on the radio show on Saturday this week.
Yes.
Tune in for that. Need us throughout the week, 833 Finn Guys. Have a great rest of the week, and we will see you soon.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.